These are the voices of Rotary.
The voices that tell our stories.
The voices that share our why.
The voices that make our lives matter.
The voices that relieve suffering and anguish.
These are the voices of Rotary that change lives.
Take a listen.
Morgan Eckroth is an energetic and inspirational young professional who grew up in a District 5110 Rotary family, and she'll be speaking at the district conference in Corvallis on April 30th. Professionally, Morgan is a world-class barista and social media dynamo with nearly 7 million followers on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube under the online name Morgan Drinks Coffee. Yet it's not just about coffee. Morgan has a message that's relevant for Rotary today. And it's a good thing we'll be able to hear it at the district conference, because catching up with Morgan is no small task. I'm past District Governor Bill Grile, and I managed to catch Morgan one morning in March, just a few days before she headed off to compete in the United States Barista Competition in Boston. With that huge event looming, I asked Morgan how she was doing.
I am good. I am about a week away, less than a week now, from leaving to go to Boston for the United States Barista Championship. So the last like month has been a slog, but in like a really good way.
In Boston, Morgan will be competing against over 20 of the country's most skilled baristas and judged on everything from coffee selection and preparation to how she presents her message. It's like an intense TED Talk on steroids, requiring weeks and weeks of preparation.
It's going to be fun. The good news is it is ready. Like, what I have is going to be what it is at this point. There's no more changing it. But it's been a lot of like packing and just like buying things and rehearsing things and pretending like I can do this in my sleep.
Besides coffee, Morgan has Rotary in her blood.
So my dad, Lee Eckroth, was previously a Rotary president back when I was in high school, I believe.
Assistant Governor Lee laughs that it's a good thing Morgan takes after her mom, but he quickly adds that she was raised with Rotary in her heart and carried a four-way test coin through high school, quickly adding that made his life a little easier.
All through my life, we've been kind of adjacently involved in Rotary events and, you know, volunteer stuff and everything like that.
Coffee may be Morgan's passion, but communication and marketing with social media is her forte.
My family doesn't drink coffee at all. I'm the only one. That was my active teenage rebellion right there. And it was actually when I believe I was around 16, because it was right when I got my license and my own car. When I kind of had I was like driving to school one day and I was like, I'm gonna go buy a coffee shop, because that it was like I had a car and I was like, this will be very adult and like fun and like a cool thing to do. And so I went in. I had no idea what I was doing, no idea what I was even ordering. I was like, I just wanted to like feel very official. And so that was kind of like the start of it all. And I ended up connecting very closely with a local coffee shop, Tried and True, down in Corvallis. That kind of became my home away from home. And I became friends with the baristas. And then the rest was history.
With that simple beginning, one thing led to another. And the next thing you know it, Morgan had a huge following on social media.
I believe across my channels, which I have three, it's TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram are kind of my primary channels. I believe at this point I've got it's between like 6.5 and 7 million followers across all three of them.
Morgan's interest in social media began long before she earned her degree in marketing from Oregon State University.
My entire life, I've been very interested in social media. I went to school at OSU for a marketing degree, and my intention was to take that into some sort of like digital marketing, social media marketing, like career track. And then also while I was working in college, I also worked kind of part-time as a social media manager at Tried and True Coffee. So my entire life, it's been very interesting to me. But I never really thought about doing it as something like for myself. I always viewed myself as like going into a company and doing it. And then it was right before my senior year of college that TikTok kind of started to pick up. And I was like a user on there. I like watched videos a lot. And it was during summer where I was like, I want to try to make some of these videos. Like, this is fun and silly and I'm enjoying this. And like, I think this would be like a fun little hobby for a little bit, and good practice if this is going to be like an emerging platform. Like, it would be good to like kind of have a grip on it. So I started making videos, and I pretty quickly just started making like kind of just like silly barista videos because I spent a majority of my time outside of school at work. So TikTok started it all. So I started making videos on there just about like doing like latte art or like silly little barista sketches, and completely to my surprise, they landed, and people were enjoying them quite a bit. And so I just continued doing that until eventually I was like, do I want this to be like a career? Because it definitely could be at this point. And that was kind of the transition point where I was like, okay, I'm going to take this a little bit more seriously. From TikTok, it grew, and I actually, so I knew that I wanted to branch into YouTube pretty quickly, YouTube hosting much longer videos. It's a very different like creative muscle to flex to do longer videos. And I was very interested in that. So I actually turned growing my YouTube channel into a school project. I needed to do some sort of capstone project for my marketing degree. And this was at the very beginning of the pandemic. So quarantine, there was very minimal option to do any sort of internship or like more traditional capstone project. So I went up to my mentor and I pitched them, hey, I've started this TikTok thing. Would it be feasible to set a framework and some goals for growing a YouTube channel, utilizing the skills that I've gained in all my classes with like SEO and like marketing and communication and all these things? Would that be like a doable capstone? And they were like, yeah, do whatever you want. Just come report back to us when you're done. So I actually turned it into my capstone, and it was a great foundation for my YouTube channel. And ever since then, it's been growing as well.
One of the challenges Rotary has today is figuring out how to leverage social media to address the challenges of membership. Morgan says social media can help clubs grow and achieve goals.
I mean, that's a very hard question. And from what it sounds like, that's like the $1 million question that's going around right now. I think a lot of what I speak to nowadays, especially online, is use of video and use of social platforms to grow community. Because especially with the pandemic, we've seen this really, really rapid acceleration of things moving online, both out of necessity and just kind of naturally. But that has sped up so, so quickly. And it's kind of one of these things we can either ignore and really focus on moving back to in-person, or it's a tool that we can grow and utilize to work alongside anything that comes back from being remote. And so something that I think is really important to me is taking platforms online and figuring out how to use them to communicate in personable and empathetic and friendly ways, and learning how to differentiate the ways we communicate across different platforms, because there are very different strategies that need to be taken. Let's say if you're utilizing like Twitter, or if you're utilizing Instagram, they're all very, very different ecosystems. And so something that I'm very passionate about teaching and talking about is the different ways we're able to harness the unique properties of these platforms and turn them into something that can end up being very, very good in community building, rather than just being like kind of the time suck that I think a lot of people can sometimes end up viewing these places as. I think the main thing that can be taken away from what I'm going to be talking about especially is going to be attracting younger members, because there are established families and folks who are going to be a part of Rotary no matter what. But now it's looking beyond that, beyond retention, into gathering new people. And a huge component of what I do online and what I talk about online is using platforms as like kind of awareness strategies. Not as much about conversion, but at least about awareness, where you're putting these words and these messages and these intentions in people's heads, so that when they end up stumbling across Rotary in their life, they already have a foundation as to what this thing is, what it means, and what it can do for them and what they can do for it. And so I think that's kind of how social media can be thought about in a Rotary perspective, is an awareness platform for the many, many people who just have no idea what Rotary is. So it's something that I don't think I can necessarily answer completely, but I think there are probably many different ways, if I put the time to thinking about it, that one could, you know, whether it's a video series chronicling like the very like niche parts of Rotary, whether it's a series of videos like poking fun at Rotary, whether it's a series of very genuine, you know, either interviews or project summaries. I think there are a lot of like very interesting ways one could kind of focus in on these very like micro parts of what Rotary is, just to start building that foundation.
Rotarians across the globe are embracing social media as a way to grow Rotary and expand our reach. Let's join Morgan Eckroth on Saturday afternoon at the District 5110 conference in Corvallis and learn more about how social media can help us achieve our goals.
Hey, Rotarians, District Governor Jerry Kasanovic here, asking you to step up to the plate to enjoy 3 full days of in-person fellowship in Corvallis. We all know that the pandemic limited our opportunities in the last couple of years, but now we can meet, enjoy some golf, the annual Rotary Club Assembly, and a very engaging celebration conference. As a bonus, you're going to love attending the first ever Rotary Street Party on Friday night, complete with fun activities and a live band. It's going to create lasting memories for all. Rotarians, it's time to celebrate and enjoy Rotary Fellowship. Hope to see you at the end of April.